everybody row. We packed up our canoe, and now we're flying across the lake. We're going camping. We're going camping, oh yeah. We're going camping. We're going camping. Everybody climb. Because I love camping. I love camping, oh yeah. I love camping.
Let's go to the woods. Maybe just a little farther than we should. We'll be back by dinner. I found a trail. The lot where nothing stood, past the branches where the world opens up. Yeah, it's another Narnia. When we go to the woods, we'll be on our own. When we go to the woods, we can live by our own code. Get your pocket knife, bet there's something on there you have never tried. Compass and my Henry David Thoreau. Yeah, I'm so ready to go. When we go to the woods, I feel more alive. When we go to the woods, it's up to us if we survive. Ducking under every spider web, footsteps crunching in the leaves, clamoring up to walk along. Nature's bounce beam. Who do these woods belong to? I don't know. The woods, they should be free, or the property of animals. Oh, the property of trees. The property of trees. Let's go to the woods. Let's go to the woods. Let's go to the woods. Let's go to the woods.
But let's talk about day camp for a little bit here. Ella, you just finished up a couple weeks at Arcadia Day Camp, the Audubon Nature Sanctuary down in East Hampton. What was that like?
It was a lot like seeing nature doing nature stuff.
Nature doing nature stuff. And did you spend a lot of time outside, or were you inside all the time? Or
we go down an hour long, like every day we play the game.
And what are some of the things that about the land there that made you like the camp?
Indian pipes.
And that's a kind of what, wildflower or plant or something, right?
Wildflower.
Okay. And there was a pond there, right?
With a lot of green frogs.
Green frogs. Very cool.
Oh, when it's summertime and your thoughts of school are fading, there's a big old bus that's waiting. Whoa, and when it's summertime and your days are
YCAMP. That is where I wanna be. I'll be at Day Camp. Day Camp. YOYOYOYOYJCC. I'm here at Day Camp. Day Camp. Oh, and it's summertime. Keep your bow and arrow steady. On your mark, get set, now ready. Are you ready to go? Whoa. Wanna be, but I'll be at CAMP. I'll be at Day Camp. Day Camp. YOYOYOYOYJCC. I'm here at Day Camp. Day Camp. And when it's later in the day and the sun is setting in the sky, you find me miles away, safe home in my bed, waiting for the day to end. And as I turn off my nighttime lamp, I think about the time I had at
there from Justin Roberts singing about Day Camp. We heard from your radio pal Ella when from like probably close to 20 years ago when she was going to Day Camp at Arcadia in Western Massachusetts. We'll come back and talk about that in a second. Molly Ledford and Billy Kelly again from the Trees album. The song's called To the Woods. The Not-Its, I Love Camping. Bob Mould from Minnesota, by the way, also Camp Sunshine. Well, at least did college here. And Little Miss Anne did new music from her Mr. Rabbit. And do you have rabbits up north?
Some, although not that many. We have a lot more rabbits in the cities than up north.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then Day Camp. What do you remember about going to Arcadia, Mass Audubon? Because you still work some summers at the Mass Audubon's overnight camp. What do you remember about Arcadia?
I don't remember a ton. I remember the classroom. I remember doing a demonstration about how humans' night vision doesn't, works best with motion. Where, like, if you're looking at somebody and they're in the dark, then if they stand still, they'll sort of disappear into the background.
Oh,
remember that?
Interesting.
I remember the singing tree, which was a tree that you could like hit the different branches and they would make different notes.
Cool.
I remember finding a rabbit that had gotten a little bit eaten by a red-tailed hawk, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
That's amazing. I just came across a picture recently of you holding your little prize for best naturalist, which seems like a preview of your job now. Let's see, it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Coming up after the break, we're going to hear, some music from Johnny Cash. We're going to hear from Gustav Yellowgold. Probably talk about the Aurora Borealis and some more. You should probably stick around.
I am a to hold hands and run wild in love and harmony. So no matter what they say, my friend, it's time to play. You be you and I'll be true. A new world is on its way.
is Jazzy Ash from her album Home. The song's called Backyard Camping. Good reminder that even if you can't get out to a cool place like Deep Portage or out in the country, you can still get some nature moments. We have rabbits in our backyard. You can see nature all over the place. We see bald eagles from time to time, even right here in the city.
Wow.
Josh Lovelace, kind of the same idea there. Climb a Tree is the song from his debut family record, Young Folk. And start off with a pretty weird song from The Knife. The song is called Kino. It's a Swedish band. And that song is all about the Aurora Borealis. And almost everywhere you can hear my voice has had some really good Northern Lights this year. What have they been like up in northern Minnesota?
They were amazing. I went up to our 50-foot observation tower and sat up there for a while at night and watched the Northern Lights dance. They were moving all around. There's purples and greens. You could even see some to the south of us.
Whoa.
And they were so long, like going out for miles, you could see them going.
That's so cool. Up next, we're going to hear a song called The Dichotomous Key from Molly Ledifer and Billy Kelly. They'll explain what a dichotomous key is right there in the song, but I think you said you had two or three that you use up north. Tell just what are the subjects?
We use those dichotomous keys to identify different kinds of trees we have up there. We use them to identify the different kinds of bog plants, and we also use them to identify the different kinds of macroinvertebrates, which is a fancy word that means little bugs that live in the water.
Little bugs.
One time my friend and I were walking in the forest when before us there appeared a certain kind of tree that we had never seen. She said,
I wonder what it is.
I said, I wonder what it is. She said,
perhaps we should use this.
I said, what's this? She said,
oh, this is the dichotomous key.
I said, what's that? And she said, the dichotomous key will ask us questions where the answer's always one of two options that we must choose between. It is a scientific system that has been designed to simplify identifying any kind of tree or plant or rock or really anything. And so my friend, she had this book. We took a look inside the book wherein it asked a lot of questions about the tree that we had seen. Like, does the tree bear cones and have leaves that are needle-like and thin?
Oh, and we see that the leaves are round and flat and stuff like that to the dichotomous key.
I said, but why? Asking questions where the answer's always one of two options that we must choose between. It is a scientific system that has been designed to simplify identifying any kind of tree
or plant or rock or really anything
by process of elimination. As we continued to discard the options that we had decided just did not apply to this peculiar tree that we had seen, we quickly came to understand that we were standing by a specimen of tree called Saphylia trifolia. Thankfully, we had dichotomous key. I said, oh, cool. And we said, the dichotomous key kept asking questions where the answer's always one of two options that we must choose between. It is a scientific system that has been designed to simplify identifying any kind of tree or plant or rock or really anything.
Circle full of life and life. Griffin are fur in bed. The sweetest taste of the lake.
That is Gustopher Yellowgold, the late Morgan Taylor, Butterpond Lake. Start off with Molly Ledford and Billy Kelly doing the dichotomous key. And we've reached the end of the show, but first, Liam mentioned earlier, Gustopher Yellowgold mm-hmm. came from the sun and landed in northern Minnesota. That is canonical, mm-hmm. up in the area where you are. Have you yet seen Gustopher in the region?
I've not yet seen him, but I've heard things that sound a lot like, well, some weird alien and an eel singing together. So that's probably, it probably is him.
It probably is Gustopher. Yeah. That's fantastic. Hey, Liam, it's been great to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back.
And if people want to find out information about that, Deep Portage, search for that online. They've got mm-hmm. summer programs. So even if you're not in a school in Minnesota that's going up there, you can go camping.
Yeah.
And you should go to one of your nature places wherever you are. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. You can send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. We do start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. We're ending with Javelina, which is them covering a Pixie song. This was your pick. Why are we playing Javelina, Liam?
They're cool animals. They live in the woods.
Very, very good. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ready for Listen Up. The Geography Student Union presents a night of live music starting at 5 p.m. on November 29th at the Student Union Building Ballroom on SFU Burnaby campus, featuring Sleepy Gonzalez, The Lunchtime Band, and Tiger Really. Tickets are $15, available online or at the door while they last. Open to all ages and everyone.